If you would, turn in your Bibles to John's Gospel, chapter 10. John's Gospel, chapter 10. My subject tonight, the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd. John 10, verse 10. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Verse 14, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. My subject tonight, the good shepherd. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the precious word of God, Lord. Lord, I ask you to speak to us. Lord, to those that need to be saved, that need a Savior. Lord, that don't know you as the good shepherd, that need someone to guide them through the storms of life. Lord, I pray tonight that their hearts will be convicted and convinced by the Holy Ghost that they need to surrender everything to you. To those of us who have walked with you for a long time, Lord, we just pray for revelational knowledge, and we bless you and thank you. And everybody said in Jesus' name, amen. Brother David, if you would turn me down a little bit. I'm getting a lot of feedback up here, and so he'll catch that. I preached part of this sermon on the 23rd Psalm. I preached that at Perry's Temple, and I wanted to talk about the Good Shepherd, and so I'm going to sort of interweave what I've just read with the 23rd Psalm and let the Holy Ghost speak to us. And I wanted you to hear what the Lord's Prayer and the 23rd Psalm side by side. Didn't they do a great job? But God revealed himself to Israel in many ways, and every time he would reveal himself, it was through one of his redemptive names. God is a God that he teaches us and he leads us line upon line, precept upon precept, a little here and a little there. But every time Israel would find themselves in a difficult situation, the Lord would reveal him as the God who would meet that need. All of us find ourselves in difficult situations, and that's why Paul penned the words, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. See, God is a God of revelation, and he is the God who becomes to his people whatever their demand needs. He will meet that need. The name that God most referred to himself in the Old Testament was the name Jehovah. That name is found over 6,800 times in the Old Testament. And there are eight compound redemptive names found in the Old Testament, and God would reveal himself by these names. Israel would come into a situation, and God would let them know, I'm going to take care of it. Jehovah Tsidkenu, first of all, he is the Lord our righteousness. You have a right standing with God if you've been born again. You don't have to worry about whether or not you can come to the throne of grace. If you have given your heart to the Lord, even as a babe in Christ, you will never be any more righteous than you are when the blood of Jesus flushes all your sin out. Then he's Jehovah Tsidkenu. That means he is our Jehovah Makedesh, rather. He's our sanctifier. He sanctifies us. He sets us apart to himself, and he begins a work in our hearts and in our lives to cleanse us, to teach us, and let us know that we are set apart. We are the light of the world. You may not think you're a bright light, but let me tell you, you serve the bright and morning star. His name is Jesus. And you are his light, and we're to reflect the love of God here on planet Earth. Then he's Jehovah Shalom. He's the God of peace. He says, I'll give you the peace of God that passeth all understanding. He's Jehovah Shammah, the God that is there. Whenever you're going through whatever the situation, God is there. Jesus said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. He said, lo, I am with you always. Hallelujah. He is Jehovah Rapha. I love that one. I love the sound of that. Jehovah Rapha. He's the Lord our God that heals us. If you're sick, you can find healing because he identified himself as Jehovah Rapha. Then he's Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. He provides for every need that you could ever have. Then he's Jehovah Nissi. Just like his banner over us is love, this flag right here represents the United States of America. And when we go into battle, that flag goes with us. It goes ahead of us. Well, when you go into battle, God's banner over you is love. His name is Jehovah Nisi. And in Jehovah Rohi, that's the one I'm going to talk about tonight, the Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah Rohi. Each of these redemptive names, they are fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ. And Jesus, what he did at Calvary, he provided for every need that you will ever have. I've got a series on the 21 names that has God identified himself in John's gospel. I haven't preached that in years, but he is the God-man. Jesus Christ became a man. He's the good shepherd. He's the light of the world. He's the resurrection and the life. He's whatever you need him to be. He's the bread of life. He's the water of life. But tonight, he's our good shepherd. Every one of these redemptive names, they are provided and fulfilled through, provide for us, and they're fulfilling the person of Jesus Christ at Calvary. He's our good shepherd. He provides for our every need. Now, it was David, a shepherd boy who was destined to be a king, that God revealed himself as Jehovah Rohi, the Lord our shepherd. Jesus is the one that is our shepherd. And it was David who wrote the 23rd Psalm. And this is one of the greatest psalms that has ever been written. It has brought comfort to millions of souls because the good shepherd provides for our every need. Let's look at the 23rd Psalm. We just heard it, but let's look at it just the way it was written. Psalms 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's powerful right there. Let's look at our good shepherd verse by verse. Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. If you were to read that, just sit down, go home and read it. If you will circle the personal pronouns, there are 17 personal pronouns. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me. I love that, to lie down. Look at those personal pronouns. What God is saying, this is personal. I am what you need me to be. And David recognized that. See, David was the keeper of the sheep, and he knew what it was to care for his father's sheep. David had a shepherd's heart. A lion came out one day to destroy one of the lambs. David went out. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him. He slew that lion. On another occasion, a bear came. Again, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David, and he went out, and he slew that bear with his own bare hands. God takes us from faith to faith, from victory to victory. He was being destined, David was, to stand before Goliath. Amen. And to slay the mighty Goliath of the Philistines. But that wasn't enough. That was just one giant. Later, he finds himself in the valley of Rephaim. There's a whole valley of giants. And sometimes you may find yourself in a valley full of giants. But let me tell you, Jesus is the giant killer. Hallelujah. And he'll make you a giant killer, too, if you'll walk with him and make him your shepherd. Say it with me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. Now, as we go to the New Testament, Jesus said, and I read it to you, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep, and I am known of mine. That's why David could say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He knew the Lord, and he knew him personally. He was a man after God's own heart. When I see that phrase in the Bible, it challenges me to live a better life. It challenges me to seek the face of God. It challenges me to want to be more like Jesus, to know him. Paul said that I may know him and in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Not suffering sickness and disease. No, he suffered that for us. Suffering persecution and suffering, you know, people putting you down because of your stand for Jesus Christ. We are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. The Bible says, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So turn your faith loose in the face of all adversity and say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Somebody go and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, you have received the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness when you got saved, and you to rule and reign in life by one Christ Jesus. I love to say this. God has given you his blood. He has given you his power. He's given you his authority. He's given you his word. He's given you his nature. He's given you the Holy Ghost. He's given you his name, and he expects you to rise up and resist the devil. And when you do, the devil will flee from you. Hallelujah. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. See, Jesus is concerned about your problems. Jesus is concerned about your need. He's concerned about your family. He's concerned about your home. He's concerned about your body. He's concerned about your finances. You shall not want any good thing if you will seek God and make Jesus Christ Lord of your life. He is the good shepherd. He's a savior. He's a healer. He's a sanctifier. He's a Holy Ghost baptizer. He's a provider. He's a deliverer. He is a good God, and I want you to know what God is like. I like to preach about Jesus walking through the pages of the Bible, how he healed people, how he forgave people, how he opened blinded eyes, how he did miracles. He's a good God. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He said, Philip said, show us the Father. And Jesus said, have I been with you so long? Do you not yet understand, Philip? If you've seen me, you have seen the Father. You've seen all that God is. You've seen what God is like. If you just watch me, Philip, you have seen the Father. Hallelujah. He said, I come to do the works of the Father. He said, the works that I do, they're not my work. They're the works of the Father. So we have a good God who saves, who heals, and who delivers. Nobody needs a religious Jesus. You don't need a denominational Jesus. You need the Bible Jesus. He took our shame. He took our sin. He took our pain. He took our disease. He took our poverty. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Hallelujah. You got to make that personal. And that's why there are 17 personal pronouns in that one psalm alone. You're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. You are blessed and highly favored of God. And his favor is for a lifetime. Some people, they get down, they face the problems of life, and all of a sudden they wonder where God is. I'll tell you where God is. God is where God has always been. There is a real devil. He comes to steal. He comes to kill. He comes to destroy. He wants to destroy your life. He wants to destroy your finances. He wants to destroy your health. He wants to destroy your marriage. He wants to destroy anything and everything that's good. Every good and every perfect gift come down from the Father of light, whom there is no shadow, no variableness of turning. Your situation, it may change a little bit, but God doesn't change. His word doesn't change. His word is forever settled in heaven. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. I'm more than a conqueror. Say it with me. I'm a giant killer because the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. That makes you feel good just to say, I'm a giant killer. I kill that giant of sin, praise God. Sometimes the devil say, you don't have enough faith for this. I say, you lying devil. I had enough faith to get out of your clutches, didn't I? Hallelujah. And I'm free, free, free. Amen. I think people ought to shout a little bit more. I think they ought to dance. I think they ought to praise God a little bit more. People say, are you a fanatical? I say, well, the word fanatic means fan. It comes from the word fan. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Jesus. Hallelujah. Some people may not come out here to hear me preach, but I'll tell you what, they'll come to watch me dance. Woo, glory, hallelujah. I tell you to get in your cup, my cup runneth over. Glory to God. Go on, praise God. Amen. Verse 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Now, the psalmist could have said pastures, but that wouldn't have meant as much. You know, some pastures, I've been out on farms, and I've walked through hunting through a lot of pastures, but some pastures, they're old, they're dry, and they're rocky, and they're full of briars. There's no nourishment there. There's no rest there. There's no refreshing in a place like that. But our good shepherd, he takes us to green pastures. Hallelujah. He refreshes us with the Holy Ghost. Green pastures where the Spirit of life is flowing. Hallelujah. And He refreshes us. You know, Isaiah talked about the refreshings of the Spirit. That's what David was seeing, the green pastures where I can get into His presence and all of a sudden, hallelujah, He leads me into those still places. He refreshes me. Glory to God. The good shepherd leads us to still waters because the sheep will not drink from rushing waters. So the shepherd goes ahead and he dams up the stream and he makes a quiet pool. And so the shepherd, he prepares everything for the sheep. You know, he will prepare this service for you. You know, I think I'm putting a service together. I'm doing the best I can. But then all of a sudden somebody comes with a particular need. I don't even know what the need is. And all of a sudden, the good shepherd, he's prepared a place for you. Hallelujah. He provides a place of rest, a place of quiet, a place of peace. I'll never forget when I was growing up, there was a lady that came to our church. Her home life was terrible. And she told me one day, she said, I love to come to church. She said, it's the only place I have any quiet and any peace. Isn't that something? But maybe you don't have quiet and peace in your life. I promise you one thing, the good shepherd, he will lead you to a place where there's refreshings and where there's quietness, peace, and rest. The Bible says there's a rest, there remains a rest for the children of God. The Bible says labor to enter into that rest. You know, sometimes it seems like the devil hits us on every side. I don't know if you've ever fought battles like that or not, but most people do. But I want you to remember this. The angels of the Lord, they encamp round about us. That means that you are in the inner circle of the angels of God, and they have been sent forth to minister to the heirs of salvation. We were so thrilled to have Jessica and her two little children with us today, and she's all the way back now at home. And when she left, I said, Lord, I pray for my children, my grandchildren, Lord, and I pray that you'll put angelic protection around them, God, and they're going out on that highway. See, when you pray and talk to God, God says, I'll dispatch angels. The Bible says about angels, are they not all flames of fire, ministering spirits sent forth to minister to the heirs of salvation? You say, I can't see that. Well, get your heart right with God and ask Him to open your spiritual eyes, and you'll be able to see those. I was up preaching revival in Henderson one night, and I was just preaching away. My daddy told me, he said, son, while you were preaching, he said, I saw an angel behind you. Somebody told a story about Ray Hughes, said that he was a great preacher, and he'd just quote one scripture after the other, and a man was in one of his services. He said, that was an angel behind him with a sword, and every time he would quote a scripture, that angel was whoosh, swing that sword. He'd quote another scripture, whoosh, he'd cut again. I said, well, I wish my daddy had seen that angel behind me with that sword, but he just saw the angel. He said, son, there were angels behind you while you were preaching the word of God. They came all around about us. God loves you, and God cares for you so much that He will send angels, ministering spirits, to watch over you and to take care of you. Glory to God. The good shepherd provides green pastures and leads us by still waters. Verse 3, He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. You know, one of the bad characteristics about sheep is they have a tendency to stray. They do. They put their head down and they start grazing, and away they go. And that's the way some Christians are, you know. Sheep have a poor sense of direction, and sometimes they wander away from the shepherd, and they stray into danger. And many times as Christians, we stray, and we simply just wander off, and we find ourselves in trouble. But the Bible says, you know, we were all like sheep. We have gone astray. But the good shepherd, he still watches over us. He still cares for us. I like to think about the good shepherd, and this song, my mother and daddy used to sing it. It was a song, listen to this. It talks about the angels and the sheep, one sheep that had gone astray. It says, the sheltering folds held securely, the 99 safe within. But there one poor sheep found no shelter far out on the desert of sin. And the night was so dark and so lonely. Have you ever been there? And it filled his poor heart with alarm. But the good shepherd sought till he found it, and he gathered it safe in his arm. Hallelujah. Listen to that. But the good shepherd sought till he found it, and he gathered it safe in his arms. I'm so glad that he sought till he found him. For I'm the sheep that was lost. You see, those old songs, they're down in me. And Mother and Daddy, they used to sing those. I can't tell you what it meant. I was so broken and so fragmented when I came to the Lord. But he just kept on reaching for me. He just kept calling to me. I'm so glad that he sought till he found that lost sheep. Because I'm the sheep that was lost. But glory to God, he came to me and he saved me from the guttermost to the uttermost. And why he called me to preach, I would never know. I wouldn't have chosen me, but he did. Hallelujah. He must have seen something. Sometimes we look at people and we say, no hope, no hope, no hope. And we just write them all. Moses is up on the mountaintop. He gets the Ten Commandments. He comes down and Aaron, his brother, has made a golden calf. And the people, they've gone crazy worshiping an idol there. And Moses gets mad and he throws the Ten Commandments down and breaks them. All he saw was a bunch of idol worshipers. But God looked at his brother, Aaron, and God saw a high priest. Sometimes we look at people and all we see is somebody that has failed. Somebody you say, they could never be anything. But God looks at them. God says, I see a doctor. I see a lawyer. I see a preacher. I see a song leader. I see somebody that will do what I've called them to do, that will serve me. And God comes to them. Hallelujah. And the good shepherd, he just keeps on seeking till he finds them. Glory to God. Aren't you glad the good shepherd came to you and saved you and changed you? Glory to God. I'm so glad that he sought till he found him. For I'm the sheep that was lost. Hallelujah. See, sheep, they have a tendency to stray. But we have an advocate with the Father. Some people, they've sinned and they feel like just giving up. Don't ever give up. Don't run from God. If you mess up, run to God. He loves you. He cares for you. He's the good shepherd. And he will come and he will keep seeking you and calling to you. He's a great God. He's a good God. Hallelujah. The Bible says if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us of that sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In other words, he just picks us up, cleans us off, puts us right back in the race. Said, I will renew your righteous standing with God. Isn't that wonderful that we have a good shepherd? David said, he restores my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He's not going to let you go. He's not going to give up on you. He's not mad at you. He loves you. He cares for you. It's the devil that lies to you and tells you God doesn't care. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He's a good shepherd. Hallelujah. Verse 4. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd. Is your heart broken tonight? Is that something you're facing tonight that you don't know how you're going to make it through? Look to the good shepherd. He will give you comfort and he'll give you direction because he cares for you. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other one as kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. See, I grew up listening to Mother and Daddy sing. And all those songs, they just run around in me. And I'm a student of the Word. I love to study the Scriptures. I get excited. Sometimes I'm so busy doing other things. I said, oh, God, I want to get back and read my Bible. Oh, God, I want to get back and get along. Oh, I pray everywhere I go. But that's nothing like the Word. That's nothing like revelational knowledge. That's nothing like opening this Bible and looking in there. Well, maybe you don't know a whole lot about it. Pick up the 23rd Psalm and read it and look at those personal pronouns, 17 of them, and say, they're mine. I read that one time, and I circled every one of those personal pronouns, and it said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I read the whole thing, circled them all, and I said, David, let me tell you something. He might be your shepherd. You wrote a beautiful psalm, but let me tell you something, David. He's my shepherd, too. Is that your testimony? Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. See, when it comes to the valley of the shadow of death, we're all like little children. That was a little girl. I read the story years ago. It just stuck with me. And she lived on a farm, and she had to go out to the barn there. And she said, Mother, I'm afraid to go out to the barn by myself. It's dark out there. And there's all kind of noises out there, Mother. And the mother said, the Lord is with you. Jesus is with you. She said, he will never leave you. And the little girl looked up and said, Mother, said, if Jesus is with me, I'm not afraid to go. So many people, they're afraid to do things in life. We have a marriage failure. They're afraid to get married again. They fail at a job. They're afraid to go out and apply for a job. They have one failure and they say, oh, I could never do that. I remember I carry a scar on my head and on my knee and my leg. There I was in a Jeep accident. That thing went over the side of Talega Canyon. I could decide that I'll never get in another Jeep. And fear would have gripped my heart. The first thing I did when I got out of that hospital on crutches, I went and got in that Jeep. I wouldn't even say, but I knew one thing. I had to overcome that thing. I would not let fear overcome me like that. Amen. So many people, they're afraid. But see, when you got the good shepherd, hallelujah, no matter what you're going through, said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Lester Sumrall told a story. He was in the middle of the jungle there. He flew in to preach the gospel, and he had a great interpreter. When the plane landed, it flipped and, you know, was just broken into a piece of fragmented metal. And that interpreter said, I'll never get on another airplane. And Lester Sumrall said, I'm going over to the other side of this jungle, and I'm going to preach, and you're going to go with me when that plane comes in. He said, I will never fly again. The plane landed there. This is the preacher now. I love Lester. I like Lester's spirit. He told that man, he said, you get on that airplane. See, you're the best interpreter I have, and I got to go preach the gospel and get those people saved over there in that other village. He said, I'm not getting on that airplane. Lester Sumrall said, you see my fist? He said, I'm going to ball it up, and I'm going to hit you in the stomach. In the solar plexus, I'm going to knock the wind out of you, and I'm going to put you on my shoulder. You getting in that airplane one way or the other. You want to walk on the airplane? He said, the man walked and got on the airplane. He knew Lester meant some business. Lester didn't play. Amen. Got over there on the other side in that other village. The man got off the airplane. He said, Brother Sumrall, you've done me the greatest favor anyone could ever do. He said, fear tried to grip my heart. I would have never got on a plane again. Lester prayed for him, too. He said, I don't have any fear. Hallelujah. Even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. See, Jesus, he has taken the fear out. There's no fear in God. Perfect love casts out all fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Jesus has taken the sting out of death. He's taken the gloom out of the grave. Hallelujah. Death is only a doorway that we walk through to get through the gates of heaven. So many people think, why would you fear death? Paul said, whether I live or whether I die, I'm the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. He said, I'm not afraid of anything. That's the way God wants us to live. That we have the peace of God that passeth all understanding. It takes Jesus, the good shepherd, to put that into your heart and into your life. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd. He has given me eternal life. He leads me from pasture to pasture, from glory to glory, from victory to victory. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, the good shepherd. Is the good shepherd your shepherd? Have you come to know the love of God? The Apostle Paul said, in all things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Hallelujah. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. When you give your heart to Jesus, the good shepherd, he becomes your shepherd. And he is there, hallelujah, to take care of your every need. And if you read the Bible and if you come where the word of God is preached with the anointing, God will open your eyes that you can see. We got to grow in this thing because there is a devil. But I want to tell you something. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Hallelujah. Our God is a good God. And not only is he a good God, our God is in us. The mystery God had hidden for ages. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You say, well, I couldn't live. The devil will tell you this. Well, if you gave your heart to Jesus, you couldn't live it. He's a liar and the father of lies. The good shepherd says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. God is such a great God. Hallelujah. For years, I just didn't think I could live it. But you know what? One day I was crucified with Christ, and now he lives his life through me. Isn't that wonderful that he gives us the strength to live the Christian life? The Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. Our God is Jehovah Shammah, the God who is there. Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Verse 5, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Sometimes we get to looking at the natural thing and we don't realize the treasures that we have in Christ. Paul said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. When you get born again, you have a treasure inside of you. You have the healer inside of you. I've seen God heal so many people. And some people, I've had them tell me, I don't believe, I don't have that kind of faith. I said, that's all right. We'll go on my faith. God sent me and God will heal you. I've seen God do it many times. Hallelujah. Some people just don't have the faith. That's why they need someone. They need the body of Christ so that faith can flow from you out to them. And then the good shepherd can save them. Hallelujah. Thou preparest the table, verse 5, before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. See, oil is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. And as a young boy, David was anointed with oil by the prophet Samuel. And the Bible says when he did, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. Now, in the Old Testament, the Spirit of the Lord came upon kings and priests and prophets, not in them like we have it. But see, when the good shepherd saves us, he laid his life down for us so he could save us. Then he comes to dwell in us. And I think about David. You know, we find him in Psalms 92, verse 10. He said, my horn shall I exalt like the horn of the unicorn. Put Psalms 92 and 10 up there. My horn shall I exalt like the horn of the unicorn. And David is crying out to God. He says, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. But the Bible says if you are saved, you have an anointing from God. The Spirit would come upon David, and he had to get fresh oil. I feel like at times I need a fresh encounter, But praise God, the oil of the Holy Ghost is always in me. The oil of the Spirit is always in you because you're the temple of the living God. God walks in you. God lives in you. God says, I'm with you. I'll never leave you. He said, matter of fact, I'm going to come and make my tabernacle my abode in you. And then he says, if you abide in me, put John 15:7 up there. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, I'm preaching the word. Hallelujah. I want to get the word into you. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. It shall be done unto you. That's how much power is in the word of God. That's how much power is in the blood. That's how much power is in the truth I'm preaching. When the Lord is your shepherd, praise God, you can do exploits. The Bible says, they that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. When Jesus comes to live in your heart, he gives you the power to live this life. Then he gives you power to go out and do exploits for him in his kingdom work. Go and praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love David. I love David because David is so much like us. We see him with the anointing upon him. We see him killing giants. We see him leading an army, training men at Adullam. We see people that are in distress, in debt, discontent, broken, fragmented, and they come to David. And David was anointed. When Samuel anointed him, the Spirit came on him from that day forward. But David took this bunch of misfits, and he trained them, and he taught them. And the anointing that was on him, they became David's 600 mighty men. I'll never forget, years ago, I preached a sermon on champions produce champions. And when I finished that sermon, the Lord spoke to me. He said, I'm going to send you some broken, fragmented people. People in distress, people in debt, and people discontent with life. And I want you to take the anointing I've put on your life, and I want you to take what I've given to you, and I want you to pass it to other people. That's why I preach. That's why I go. I do it because I love to see people get their victories. I love it. And I know you love to see people come in that are broken and to meet the good shepherd and be born again and begin that journey with Jesus. David had a special anointing. He loved to sing. Hallelujah. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd. He prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. He anoints my head with oil. He gives me joy unspeakable that's full of glory. Verse number 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You see, the good shepherd never leaves his sheep. At the end of the day, he calls them one by one into the sheepfold. Think about that. Personally, God looks at your life. Personally, God has chosen to bless you. Personally. See, you got here and I got here by being born the first time of our parents. And one by one, we have to be born again to get into the kingdom of God. I love that. It's a personal thing, and God never leaves anybody out. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. This Bible is our inheritance book. And Jesus gave his life for each and every one of us so we could have life and have it more abundantly. Brother Clark, have you gotten to the place in your life that you feel broken? You feel fragmented? You feel like, I need a change. I need the Lord Jesus. We're all going to come to the altar in a few moments, and I want everyone to come. And if you have that need, we'll be delighted to pray with you, because When you have the good shepherd, his goodness and mercy follows us everywhere we go. You may be one of those persons like came to David, in debt and distress and discontent with life. The good shepherd gave his life for you. And the good shepherd said, if you'll come to me, my goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. And then he promises this for eternity. David said, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We get God's blessings here, hallelujah, because of goodness and mercy. But the great promise is this, at the end of the way, we'll make heaven our eternal home. Let us stand.
He touched me. Oh, he touched me.
Let's come to the altar, church.
And oh, the joy that flooded my soul. Something happened.
You can come to the altar. Everybody come, please.
Hallelujah.
Say, Lord, I've got a heavy burden. I've got a heavy load. But, Lord, I'm coming to you tonight.
And shame.